An office at the Coast and Country Housing Association headquarters in Redcar. Of the 11 people in today, 9 are aged 20 to 34, and 4 of them are still living at home with their parents. It's becoming a national issue. In England alone, a quarter of young workers, almost 2 million people, have yet to move out to a place of their own. The figures are much higher in some areas, including Castle Point in Essex, Knowsley on Merseyside, and Solihull. And almost half of them blame a lack of affordable housing.
These figures show us two things. Large numbers of young working people are living with their parents, and most of them don't want to.
The government says it is addressing the issue with the Help to Buy scheme and more affordable homes. Lewis Thompson is one of those who's benefiting.
I'm 26 years old, so I've been saving up many, many years now. Only reason I was able to get a house is I managed to get one with a 5% deposit. If it wasn't for that, I literally wouldn't have been able to move out.
Of the two older workers in this office, one has a 30-year-old son working and living at home.
That means basically that at the moment I can't retire because we have to provide a larger property in order for him to have his own room, to have his own space, and as such we can't downsize.
The homeless charity Shelter says we're creating a clipped wing generation.
We've seen a large rise, particularly in recent years, in the number of young adults living at home with their parents. It's now 1 in 4. And what we're saying to those young adults, in effect, is the offer is you can work hard, you can save hard, but you can still be living as a teenager in your childhood bedroom. And that's because, frankly, we just haven't been building enough affordable homes. And that's what politicians have really got to focus on now.
At the end of another day, the workers in the office head home, 4 of them, to homes they'd like to have moved out of years ago. Gerard Tubb, Sky News, Redcar.